House Bill 1080.
Mr. Chairman.
Schoenbeck.
Senator Lee Schoenbeck, Watertown. I'm here with House Bill 1080, and there are others here in the room, I believe, that will want to address this, but this is pretty straightforward in the area of domestic abuse. And when these orders are served, these restraining orders, it's a volatile time. And this is to create a process so that the person who is going to be, particularly the person who's going to be protected by the restraining order, if they provide written notice of their telephone number to the law enforcement officer, they'll be contacted so that they can be appropriately prepared for any response that might come as a result of serving this. There's a good faith immunity protection for the law enforcement officer because these are volatile settings. I mean, it isn't inconceivable. In fact, it has happened that people have been seriously injured as a result of what happens after restraining orders served. Having said that, I would encourage the committee to support the bill. I believe Representative Marshall may want to speak to it as well. She's the House sponsor.
Any questions of Senator Schoenbeck? Senator Kitzel.
Yeah, Senator Schoenbeck, walk me through a real life experience or situation of what you just said.
Sure. What happens in these deals is you get the restraining order. They get it because they've already shown that there is, and I don't have the language in front of me, but somebody else might be able to grab it quickly for you, that there's a volatile situation, something that warrant a domestic abuse that would warrant a restraining order. So now the law enforcement officer is going to go and serve it. And while my practice is all litigation now, I used to be involved both as a state's attorney and as a, I used to do a lot of family law work. When those orders are served, anything can happen. And I think law enforcement would tell you that's the most, responding to domestic situations is the most dangerous situation that law enforcement in South Dakota regularly face. And that's dangerous because the person getting served isn't happy about it. I mean, the person that's getting served has already proven in many, if not most instances, that they have the inability to appropriately restrain themselves. And so what's going on here is if it's the spouse that sought protection, they want to know when that order's being served because you just lit a firecracker. And if it's going to go off, they just soon know so it's not around them.
Other questions? Senator Kessler.
Okay, so this basically, let's use the example of a woman is being abused. So she goes and she files a protection order. And then now they're going to go and they're going to serve that. What they're going to do now with this passage of this is they will contact the woman and say, they're serving it at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
That's right.
Okay.
Further questions? Thank you, Senator Schoenbeck. Are there other proponents? Representative Marshall.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, members of the committee. I'm Representative Casey Marshall from District 12. And I just wanted to add a couple things. One is that you should know that there are some law enforcement entities that have been doing this anyway, you know, as a matter of understanding that it seems like a good idea. Some have not, feeling that they need this kind of backup in the law to say, yes, this is your job to do that. So that's part of it. And the other is, you'll notice this was amended in a House. I just wanted a chance to explain it. It was never about a disagreement with the concept. It was about the language to do the kind of protecting for law enforcement that we want to. Thank you very much.
Any questions of Representative Marshall?
Excuse me.
Seeing none, thank you. Are there other proponents? Morning.
Morning, Mr. Chair, members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. I'm Diana Miller, and I represent the South Dakota Network Against Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. And as both Senator Schoenbeck and Representative Marshall have pointed out, I think this is a safety issue for both parties. Number one, for the person, the petitioner, the person filing the protection order, as Senator Schoenbeck stated and Senator Kitzel asked about, it is a very volatile situation, and it's absolutely important that they receive some notification. So for that reason, the burden is on the petitioner to provide a correct address or telephone number or both, and the law enforcement can select whether they contact them by telephone, written correspondence, or both. And the good faith immunity, I mean, in some cases, nobody is designed to punish any law enforcement officer or anything else for not getting it done, and if they can't get it done, they've made a good faith effort to do it. I think it's also critical that the person upon which the protection order is being served is aware that you have a protection order on you so that you do not go out and do anything else which will cause to make the situation any worse than it already is. And so I think it's a safety issue and a protection issue for both parties. So I would urge your support of House Bill 1080 as it was amended in the House. And thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I'd stand by for any questions.
Any questions of Ms. Miller? Seeing none, are there other proponents of House Bill 1080? Proponents, 1080. Seeing none, are there opponents of House Bill 1080? Are there opponents of House Bill 1080? Seeing none, public hearing is closed on House Bill 1080 for committee discussion and or action. Senator Costin.
Move to pass.
Senator Costin moves to pass, seconded by Senator Ketzel. Is there any discussion? I would just say I think this is an excellent bill, and the two concern, or the one concern I had is addressed in there about the good faith immunity, and Senator Schoenbeck is correct. That's the most dangerous call law enforcement takes, is domestic abuse. So is there other discussion? Seeing none, those in favor of House Bill 1080 will signify by saying aye. Those opposed say nay. The Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Gray.
Aye.
Knutson.
Aye.
Ketzel.
Aye.
Costin.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Abdallah.
Aye. Senator Gray. Senator Gray moves consent, seconded by Senator Schoenbeck. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed. House Bill 1080 will go to the floor on consent.